some. Hey, here's a guy who has traveled to Houston plenty, loves the city of Houston, got plenty of players out of here. Now he's on his way back to North Carolina as the head coach of them Tar Heels. Mac Brown on a mobile here on ESPN 97.5. Mac Brown on a mobile, how are you?
Well, I'm doing really good, John. It's great to be back with you. Finally, your phones are working. I called earlier, and I guess they only work half the time like the Texas defense.
Oh, what a shot at Texas defense. I would imagine, hey, you got to be happy for Tom Herman and getting back to the Big 12 championship game this week, taking on the dreaded OU Sooners.
Well, it's anytime it's Texas and Oklahoma, it's a big game. It's not as big as North Carolina and North Carolina State, but it's a nice little matchup when Texas plays Oklahoma. I always felt like it was a little bit overrated when I used to coach. Everyone would make a big deal. Adrian Peterson's not going to Texas because you got beat by 50. And they'd say things like that. And, well, you can't beat Oklahoma. And then when I did, it wasn't good enough. So I find that game to be, it's a nice little contest that people make way too big a deal about. They've got a great big giant person there in the middle of a state fair where they've got funnel cakes and just a bunch of fat people. So to me, I'm really excited to be in North Carolina. This is where real football is played, and it's not just about going and having fried butter. It's about playing good football and getting guys blocked and tackled. That's what we're talking about, a football conference where defense still matters.
Coach, I covered you when I was at the University of Texas, that job you had previously, and you would always say that.
Where do you work at the Horn? Is this Jeff Ketchum? I'll hang up right now.
No. This is Raheel Ramzanali from KVRX at the time.
I remember you. I absolutely remember you. And you worked on campus, didn't you?
I did, sir.
And I'll never forget. And this is one of the reasons, one of the good things about Texas. Well, the bad things were the boosters and the fans. The fans were terrible. Orange Bloods was the worst website next to Hook'em. Next to, you know, Horn fans. Horn fans and Orange Bloods, they can all suck it. But one of the things I really liked was being with young people. And it's the young people who I could boss around a little bit, if I'm being honest with you. But I remember you, Ramon. You were the kid from Guatemala. And I will never forget the time that you came in and you showed me about your culture. And we talked about your culture. And you showed me how masa could be used to make delicious types of Mexican food that you'd roll up inside a corn husk. And it was just nothing but masa. And it was filling. And it was a peasant food. And I'll never forget you for telling me that. I've never made it. I've never had Sally make it. But I'll never forget your struggle and the way that you came up. And you made masa. And you made these little pseudo, you know, tamales with no meat in it. And I just thought, what a tough way to come up, but what a character building moment. And then you went and you did interviews and you got to cover one of the greatest teams that ever existed, the 2005-2006 Texas Longhorns.
Mm. Ramon, nice job.
Yeah, Coach.
Yeah, that must have been special for both of you. Let's talk about putting together a staff. The rumor has it.
And if you have a salsa recipe, I'd really love it. After where I'll stay on hold, and if you've got any type of tomatillo salsa or anything like that, that would be great as well.
Let's talk about putting together a staff. Now, Cliff Kingsbury has been rumored to be a possible offensive coordinator for you at North Carolina. What about that?
Well, I think the world of Cliff, and I think Cliff is an awfully good quarterback. He's an awfully handsome-looking man. But, you know, I think Cliff Kingsbury is our fallback option. If all things go, he's what we like to call a safety net option, really third or fourth down the line. And no disrespect to Cliff Kingsbury, but he just got done coaching at Texas Tech. And that is a god-awful place. And I can only imagine the PTSD that he's suffering from being in Lubbock for all those years. He played there, and he coached there. And it's not a good place. They're not good people there. They'll throw food at you. They'll yell crazy things. There's people in masks riding around like some kind of scary movie. It's really we don't feel like it's the right culture for winning. And what we're going to do, John, is get the gang back together. I've already been in contact with Greg Davis. He runs a sideways passing academy outside of Austin in the New Braunfels area where he teaches offenses how to throw nothing but bubble screens and tunnel screens. It's the Greg Davis Sideways Passing Academy. It's absolutely dynamic passing attack where you throw no more than 3 yards down the field in any one game. Mm-hmm. And we are going to take that knowledge of football that Greg has, one of the great offense coordinators that we've seen. And Longhorn fans love to complain, well, Greg's only scoring 47 a game. Why isn't he scoring 50? well, the Longhorns are only, you know, winning 10 games a year. Why aren't they winning 12? And there were all the complaints from the internet people and all this and that and the fan base. Well, I've got two names for you. Sean Watson, Tim Beck. Enjoy.
Well, all right. All right.
I've got the most successful offensive coordinator in University of Texas history, and he's going to be coming back to North Carolina, home of real football. Defensively, I know you're asking a question, who are you going to get for defense? There's a lot of offenses that are explosive these days. You're going to have to beat the likes of a Clemson. They've got a lot of great offenses and offensive talent. Well, that's easy. Bull Reese. And I'll tell you what, with Bull Reese, we know how good and how capable he was as a Texas Longhorn and defensive coordinator. Bull Reese has been working on bonsai trees and teaching kids karate. It's something he's been doing, and I was looking for him. He's been an elusive figure. I happened to be in a bar in Austin. I just went in there on a whim, and there he was, shirt off, jumping up and down, doing Patron shots and sitting there dancing and doing these dabs and all kinds of stuff like that with Casey Stutter and said Benson, said Griffin. We saw Roy Williams was in there hooking horns still. He's 42 years old. He's still doing the hook 'em horn sign. So we saw Bull in there jumping up like a wild boy, and he was absolutely rocked up. The guy's still been lifting. So Bull Reese is going to come back to North Carolina and instill some toughness into that unit, which is going to need it. Because you saw they lost the fight the other day to NC State. That was embarrassing.
That was embarrassing for everybody involved. Speaking of Roy Williams, how do you feel about going to a basketball school again, back to where you're going to be, a second class citizen?
Well, we're first class citizens, and we love our basketball team there at North Carolina. See, this is what you call having a diverse skill set of offense of sports programs. We've got an amazing field. We've got a lacrosse team that's unbelievable. North Carolina lacrosse. Have you ever heard of soccer? Because I have. It's the biggest sport internationally, and the North Carolina soccer team is always one of the very best. Basketball is untouchable, and here we are at Texas, North Carolina football, and we're going to be really, really good. We're going to be really good. We'll see if the fans complain about winning 11 games like they did at Texas. My guess is they won't. And I'll tell you this too, John. When we were at Texas, you had Rick Barnes, and he was embarrassing the program. We're sitting there winning national championships, and Rick Barnes is coming up short all the time. He get in a tournament and get knocked out. Then they got the Shaka guy, Shaka Khan or whatever his name is, and he couldn't win at all. What an embarrassment Texas has been to basketball. Their biggest deal is a guy named Mo Bamba because they made a song about him. No one else remembers. No one else remembers the Texas Longhorns other than Kevin Durant, and I was instrumental in having him come there. They asked me well, Mac, you're such a great recruiter. You got Vince Young here. Help us with another tall, skinny kid. And I said, I'll be more than happy to. I spent one afternoon in his family's house with my magic pocket watch that I used to use to get 5 stars. Before you knew it, Kevin Durant was a Longhorn.
That fast, huh? Hmm.
Little known fact.
Coach,
very little known.
It is going to be fun to see you working with the Jordan brand in North Carolina football, now a Jordan brand school. So the swagger that you'll bring working with Michael Jordan himself to get that program back where it needs to be. Have you talked to the great one, the Air Jordan?
Well, I'm pretty excited about working with Michael Jordan, but to be honest with you, I have TJ Ford, so I know what greatness looks like. And so I'm not as going to be as swayed by the celebrity and the majesty of a Michael Jordan, but I got a lot of respect for him. He's great. He's a I wouldn't call him. He's in the neighborhood of being a Colt McCoy great in that, or a Garrett Gilbert great. He's really, really good, and he's a really talented basketball player. He knows how to sell shoes. The guy's got his own picture of a silhouette where he's spreading his legs out. I mean, and that's something that you see sometimes, the silhouette of some of the dancers in establishments that you shouldn't go in. And you'll see something like that, and yet he's turned it into a huge marketing brand with the Jordan brand. I've got a lot of respect for him. I've taken my Yeezys. I threw them in the trash and I burned them. I don't have any need for Yeezys when we're going to be a Nike school. I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited about being a Jordan brand guy. And, and I'm glad you mentioned the word swag, because I remember when Kevin Sumlin came in into the state, and everyone's like, well, look at this. A&M's going to the SEC, and we're glad they did. And they'd, oh, he's got all this. He's got a helicopter that's called a swag copter. Well, I had personally, I had a swag It was a hatchback, but I had a swag hatchback going on whenever I was at Texas. They made us drive Priuses because you know how Austin is. And I was very excited to drive it at that time, but now I can tell you it's garbage. I'm going to drive a great big giant SUV and just churn up as much of the environment as I can because Texas deserves everything they get for trying to run me out of there when all I did was win, win, win. You remember when Charlie Strong was coach? How'd that work out? Five core values. None of them were winning. here's my five core values. Get there on time. Tuck your shirt in. Well, Charlie, I'm looking on the list. I don't see anything where it says winning season. Yep, that's not a core value. Recruit guys who don't even stay here from Florida.
Right. And now they got Tom Herman. Speaking of establishments you shouldn't go into. Okay, cool. Hook them, right?
Zero core values.
He's your guy, though,
that's
coach.
That's going to be a real short T-shirt. Zero core values.
Well, I thought you and Herman were boys.
Oh, Tom's fine. I've known Tom for years. But now we're going to be recruiting against each other, and so it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong 2 and Frogger. And I'll tell you something else right now. When you look at Texas and Austin, here's what you've got with Austin. You can go there for Tom Herman, and you know, and he's got a little beard and all that stuff, and that's his new brand, and that's fine. But in Austin, you're going to wait in long lines at the Whole Foods. At Austin, you're going to have traffic that continues to get worse and worse and worse. It's a livable desert. I was there. Trust me. 102 degrees. They tell you it's so much better than Houston weather, and they're sitting there like in the middle of Arizona but with humidity. That's what you're dealing with there. And traffic that's ungodly. North Carolina, we've got minor league baseball. We've got Burlington coat factories, lots of them. We've also got trees. And it doesn't take you 4 hours to get from one side of the city to the other side in Austin. And there's not a bunch of maniacs coming into your town like you have in Austin with South by Southwest. We've got a little pottery thing that goes on in February, but that's not a big deal. It's not going to clog up the traffic.
Right? Yeah, no, not much traffic going into the football games either. That they're easy to get in.
Well, we're going to change that, though, John. Hmm? There's going to be a lot of traffic, but it's going to flow smoothly because we've got the infrastructure to handle it. At Texas, they just said, park in the streets and walk 2 miles. You'll get there eventually.
That is kind of true.
If that's what you want to do, you want to send your kids to University of Texas, park 5 miles away, and then get on one of those rickshaws where they drive like maniacs. They take 45 minutes to get you there, and they tell you it's $100, and they smell god-awful in those things. Well, be my guest. Playing Tone Loc in a radio while they're driving you on a bicycle. And it's embarrassing. No, it's emasculating.
It really kind of is. We got to let you go. Peter Burns is going to join us on the other side right here, talking some SEC football as opposed to this
SEC
stuff.
SEC football. Cheaters galore.
Well, you're up against that as well.
Mac hung up.
Mac, see you. So Peter Burns is going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.